3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Strikeout for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager, that just happened. Thank you very much.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
Yes. Welcome back, Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. At Mariners Pod on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Gary Hill Jr. Thanks for being here as we talk about the number seven. Seven in a row for the Mariners as they beat the Angels. They have a chance to sweep aside the Angels tonight after sweeping the A's. 5-0 on this road trip. Seven consecutive wins for the Mariners. And it is getting closer and closer and closer in the American League. A lot of things fell the Mariners' way yesterday. Boston, Cleveland, Texas, all still the division leaders. Baltimore and Toronto tied for both wild cards, 79 and 65. Toronto 3-7 in their last 10 ball games. They lost yesterday. Baltimore won yesterday, so they're tied. Detroit, they lost to Minnesota. They're 77 and 67. The Yankees won. They are 77 and 67. The Mariners, winners of seven in a row, are 77 and 68. Then the Astros, who have lost three, 75 and 70. The Kansas City Royals, who have lost two, 74 and 70. So the Tigers and Yankees are tied. They are two games back of the wild card teams, Baltimore and Toronto. The Mariners are one half game behind the Yankees and Tigers. They are two and a half back of Baltimore and Toronto. Just let this dance in your mind for just a moment. When we talk tomorrow, the Mariners could be ahead of Detroit and the Yankees, the next team out of the chase, and just a game and a half back of somebody for the second wild card. That is a possibility as we talk tomorrow. Winners of seven ball games in a row. And I'm just going to say this as a friend. Starting on Friday, the Astros are in for three. The Blue Jays follow for three. And those two series are looking enormous right now. So as a friend, if you have not secured any tickets for those games coming up, I would go ahead and do that, because Safeco Field could be rocking potentially a sensational homestand and big, big series. But first things first, the Mariners will try and take the last game of the Angels. But just as a friend, friendly recommendation, if you haven't done so, you might want to go ahead and get on that, because I just think about it for a second. Let these seven in a row sink in and think about what those games could mean in terms of a postseason push. What a game it was last night. Of course, a lot of the talk surrounding Taijuan Walker, who, you know, had the twist adjustment, all the different adjustments coming to his last start. And then he was absolutely dynamite last night. We're going to get a ton of reaction from the game, a lot about Taijuan Walker, and why not? He was just sensational in the ballgame, really, from the beginning.
2-2 to Trout, curveball, swing and a miss, and Taijuan Walker strikes out the side here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Six strikeouts for Walker, and that is four strikeouts in a row. He strikes out Escobar, Calhoun, and Trout here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Taijuan Walker, what a turnaround for the big right-hander.
He was outstanding. 12 up, 12 down at that point. Already had a 4-0 lead in the fourth inning, thanks to Nelson Cruz in the first.
And the 3-1 pitch, swing and a towering fly ball deep to left field, high into the night, and that baby is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Just fair down the left field line. Holy smokes, what a blast by Nelson Cruz. High into the night. Number 36 on the season, and that ball was crushed. The Mariners have a 2-0 lead here in the first.
He broke StatCast with that home run. A 2-0 lead. Also, home run number 200 for the Mariners this season. The fifth time in franchise history they have hit 200 or more home runs. Not a surprise, you'll hear a common link when I read you the four above. In 1997, they hit 264 as a team. In 96, 245. In 99, 244. In 98, it was 234. Those are the only teams ahead of the Mariners. And those teams were all-time great home run hitting teams, among the best of all time, which isn't a huge surprise. Griffey, Edgar, Buehner, A-Rod on some of those teams. Just going down the list. They were elite at bashing the baseball, and this year's Mariners club joins them, 200 or more home runs. And as it turns out, those would not be the only runs hit in the ball game by the Mariners. In the second inning, the Mariners get some more runs. They get a sac fly from Marte to get a run on the board. And then Aoki going deep again.
Here is Nori Aoki, swinging fly ball into the gap in right center field. Well hit. This one is going and going. Goodbye, baseball! Nori Aoki clears the tall wall in right center field here at the Big A. His third home run of the season. The little guy with a big swing. And it's now the Mariners 4 and the Angels nothing.
And they felt great about it. A 4-0 lead, and they would break it open in the sixth inning. Why not? Another long ball. Bases loaded. Seth Smith.
The right-hander's 1-1 pitch. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Grandma, get out the right bread and mustard. It is grand salami time. Seth Smith's second career grand slam. The fifth for the Mariners this season. Holy smokes, four more runs are in for Seth Smith. His 14th home run of the year clears the bases.
8-0, another grand slam for the Mariners. Seth Smith doing the job. They break it open in the sixth inning. Taijuan Walker, meanwhile, was just dealing a perfect game that came to an end in the sixth.
3-2 pitch, swing and a chopper right behind the bag at second. Right there is Ketel Marte, the low throw to first, and Vogelbach can't pick it off of his glove, and safe at first base is Cowart. And that is going to be an error on the throw by Ketel Marte. They had the out at first, but the low throw, Vogelbach trying to make the pick. And that is the first base runner for the Angels.
So the Angels get aboard. The perfect game is broken up. The no-hitter would get broken up the next inning, but Walker continued to just plow through the Angels' order.
Here's the pitch on the way, and it's strike three called. And Taijuan Walker strikes out Trout for the third time tonight. And how many pitchers can say that this year or any other season since Trout broke into the big leagues?
And then Walker would end up going the distance.
The pitch to Ortega. Swing, ground ball to short. Up of the ball, Marte. Over to Cano for one. The relay to first in time. And Taijuan Walker has his first shutout in the big leagues. And his third complete game. He goes all the way. And he blanks the Angels tonight. A final score. An 8-0 win. Taijuan Walker with his sixth win of the season. He goes to 6-10, his best win in the big leagues, and what a turnaround for Taijuan Walker. Yes, indeed, the butterfly left the cocoon.
The butterfly left the cocoon. Walker, complete game, 3-hit shutout, no walks, 11 punch outs, an unbelievable start, and he does it on 113 pitches. He grabs win number 6. The Mariners 8-0. They beat the Angels, now 77-68. They have won 7 ball games in a row. They have dominated the Angels in the first 2 games of this series. And Taijuan Walker, man, what a start. What an unbelievable turnaround. Yeah, they made the adjustments. In fact, let's hear from Mel Stottlemyre Jr. Shannon Dreher caught up with him right after the ball game. And they put a ton of work in. So credit to Walker, credit to the coaching staff, credit all the way around.
What a performance from Walker, and so much work has been put in the last, well, not just the last couple of weeks, always, but catching up with pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre Jr. And Mel, first of all, what is it like to see him stay out there the entire game, perfect through 5 and then some, and just a complete performance?
You know, he gave me chill bumps tonight to watch him go through this little transformation and to embrace the changes that we thought that he needed to make and get a handle on those things and go out and pitch against a pretty good lineup. Tell you what, he's in control of his fastball all night. He had bottom on his split. Curveball was probably as good as I've seen all year. And he just, every inning, just gained confidence. And, man, I'm just so happy for him.
The changes that he made, you just said little changes. They're not little changes. I think that's a testament to his athleticism that he's able to pull it off as quickly. Just kind of put in perspective what he's done since 2 starts ago.
You know, they were very drastic, you know, and to take on something as new as that and ask him to do what we asked him to do with the turn and to be able to get the leg up higher to try to get to a position to where he can use his legs and drive the ball in this time of year, you know, in a run where we have an opportunity to go to the playoffs, a bit risky. But, you know, as you saw a couple outings ago, he hit rock bottom. And some of the changes that we tried to get him to do earlier in the season, he was ready to embrace. So, It happened quick, and I can't say that I've seen, such a significant turnaround as I have over the last 10 days. And, you know, credit goes to him. He was relentless in the dry work that he did, the bullpen sessions that we did, looking at video, looking at other power pitchers and how they do it, and just took it on tonight and put it all together. I'm so proud of him.
Were you talking to him during the game?
No, not up to the point that he gave up a hit. You know, in the seventh inning, I started to see him get away from it a little bit and started to leak and not get to that good power position that he was in all game. And I went down and mentioned it to him. He came out in the eighth inning. I actually thought his night was over. And he said, I want it. So, man, what a night. What a night for Taijuan Walker.
We got to touch on the entire rotation. I mean, in the 7-game streak right now, it's 6-0, 1.41 ERA from your starting pitching. They're coming through big for you right now.
You know, they are. And the thing that they're doing, and give some credit to our catchers behind the plate. Z's done an outstanding job. And we just ask our guys to kind of embrace this little run that we're in, enjoy it. And every game is a meaningful game. And our guys are attacking. They're getting themselves in good counts. They're making pitches. And they're pitching with a lot of confidence right now, right where we want them.
Mel, congratulations. Go enjoy in the clubhouse. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
You can hear the Mariner fans behind the dugout, too, chanting Taijuan Walker. How great is that? The rotation of the offense has grabbed the headlines. We'll talk about that in a moment for good reason in September. But, man, the rotation has been excellent. A 1.41 ERA the past 7 games, 5 quality starts in a row, 6 of their last 7 quality starts. The rotation has been excellent. You couple that with the offense, and it's not a surprise. They've won 7 ball games in a row. How did Taijuan Walker feel about his start? Let's hear from him.
Me and Mel have been putting a lot of work and, really working hard, getting out there early and just really trying to get it down. You know, 3 weeks left of the season. It's kind of weird to, change mechanics, But, we've been out there and we've really been trying to hammer in and try to get it down. So it felt really good to have some success today.
How difficult was that week to start for you?
I told Mel like 3 days ago that when we play catch, and I was like, I think I got it. It feels good because I've been watching a lot of video, Jake Arrieta or Roger Clemens, those kind of guys, and kind of see how they did it. And, it came the next day and it felt really good. And, just kind of kept hammering it.
I feel like you've been married to Mel lately. You guys are out there every day.
Yeah, definitely. He was a big part of that because every time I would get out of my mechanics, he would just remind me, make sure you get the twist, make sure you get the twist. And he called it a great game. we had a good game plan, and we kind of just went out right after them and attacked them, and helps the offense put up a run. So it was good.
What do you see?
Your velo was up right off the bat, and it was just a matter of feeling comfortable with that.
Yeah, just getting comfortable with it, you know, and just really going out there and just being aggressive and, you know, just letting it fly and not really trying to think too much about it. But, you know, the biggest thing was just being aggressive and just attack them.
What'd you see from your other stuff? What'd you see from the curveball? What'd you see from the switch?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like my curveball is really sharp today. Thank you. Because of it, because of the mechanic change in my changeup too, and you know, it was really good. And you know, Seager made some really good plays behind me, threw some changeups that got some ground balls, and you know, it was just a really good team win.
Hey, Ty, perfect game into the sixth, no hitter into the seventh.
Yeah, it's
good. What are you thinking at that point, and then when they both slip away?
Yeah, I mean, my legs were getting heavy, my stomach was trying to tingle a little bit, and. And I felt like it was, you know, the game was so long, just taking forever. And, you know, the fact that our offense is, you know, getting on base every single inning, going out there and getting hits. And I'm just like, oh, it's getting longer. So, but, you know, right after it kind of, you know, I gave up the hit, you know, I felt really good and, you know, got a chance to go from the stretch and just really feel it. And I felt really good from the stretch, too.
You wanted the complete
game?
Huh?
You wanted the complete game?
Yeah, they kept asking me, how you feeling? And I think they were going to take me on the eighth, but I told them, like, hey, I'm good. Just give me a short leash. And I went 1-2-3, and then in the ninth, same thing, but got a runner on. I was looking over my shoulder. Hopefully they left me in. And, you know, first pitch, ground ball. So.
Hey, Trout is I don't know what he's done against you. How important was it to pitch well, and how'd that feel?
It was good, you know. You know, he's pretty much had my number all year, and, you know, it felt good to go out there and just be aggressive. And I think using a curveball a lot and, you know, trusting Z back there, and, you know, he kept calling the curveball. Even after the two at-bats, we threw a lot to him, and then, you know, we went back to his third at-bat.
Was it a little extra gratifying given what you did against these guys in your last start? Your manager said you hit bottom in your last start against the Angels.
Yeah, and then, you know, we really worked Mel, and we, you know, really got after it. And, you know, it just feels really good to go out there. And especially, you know, since right now, you know, the team's playing really good. You know, everyone's clicking right now. You know, the clubhouse is fun. You know, dugout's fun. So it just feels really good.
Should feel really good. He was unbelievable. Mariners win again. He mentioned Mike Zunino, so let's hear from the Mariners catcher his thoughts on this one.
What's it like to be a part of that? I mean, not just the outing tonight, but you know the changes that he's been trying to make and what he's been battling through.
Yeah, it's been nice. We've been able to have some conversations because we both have been there and had to make some changes. And, I mean, he's taken it in stride and he's really bought in. And I think these results are just a better indication of that he's going in the right direction. And he's continued to get better and better. And I think there's something he can definitely build on.
Both Taiwan and Mel said that you've been very instrumental, that you've been kind of helping out in the bullpens. You've been watching what he's been doing and learning the changes. So how you take that on? That's important.
Yeah, I mean, that's my job. I mean, my job is to be there and be a coach on the field when he's out there. And I want him to know what he's doing is right. And then I'm in his corner, whatever he wants to throw and stuff like that. And I just tell him what I see. And it's nice because, I mean, we have a good communication. We can give good dialogue back and forth of what he feels or what he wants to do in between innings, in between bullpens, or in between starts. And, I mean, he's done a great job of doing that. And I think that's really how you build a relationship as a pitcher and a catcher.
What's a key? What do you tell him? What's kind of a touchstone for him if you see something wrong?
For what he's doing now, getting that little bit of turn, it's all about his tempo. You mean he's really got to slow it down, and that's just allowed him to let his arm catch up. And now he's getting to a point where he feels that, and when he can feel that, that's when he can slow himself down and make those adjustments. And he's beating me to the time of telling him what he needs to do, which is key, and that's what all the greats do.
The finish on the pitches, particularly the breaking pitches, how different is that? What do you see there?
I mean, his curveball is so sharp now. I mean, it could have been hit or miss as he went on. It was a good pitch to slow guys down. But now he's putting guys away with it. I mean, the tilt, the spin is unbelievable. And I think the more confident he gets in it, the better it's going to get. And then the changeup was phenomenal today, too.
Really good breakdown there, I think, from Mike Zunino on Taiwan Walker, who, again, was excellent. The offense steamrolled again. How about this for the Mariners' offense? In the month of September, they're the highest-scoring team in the majors, 87 runs scored. They've hit 305 this month with 23 home runs. They've drawn 47 walks all in just 12 games. I mean, you're just rolling out great ABs left and right. They're getting aboard constantly. They're bashing homers. It is all working right now for the Mariners, going for win number 8 in a row tonight. What about the skipper? Here's Scott Servais.
It starts with Taijuan Walker and ends with Taijuan Walker. First year doing this, and I've been around players for a long time, and couldn't be any prouder of him and the job that Mel Stottlemyre's done with him over a short amount of time. It goes to show you what kind of athlete he is, special talent he is, and when you put it all together, everybody gets on the same page, great things can happen, and tonight was really fun to watch. Executed all of his pitches, in total command of the game, and he looked like a guy out there had fear of no one. Respects everyone, but fear of no one. And it was great to see. Great effort.
Were you surprised at how he was able to handcuff Trout? Because Trout had good numbers against him.
Trout has great numbers against him. Not good, great numbers against him. And, Taijuan knows it. Everybody knows it. But, he went in with a plan, executed it. And, again, the fastball command, locating it down and away, making some pitches in early, and then, the outstanding off-speed stuff tonight. Best we've seen by far.
Commitment to the changes. Did you see that from pitch one? Was there more of a commitment?
Oh, no, absolutely. He's more comfortable, not thinking about it out there tonight. Last outing, rightly so, he was thinking about it, and what he and Mel had been working on. Tonight, he wasn't thinking about it. He was just pitching, and he was competing. And when you have that kind of talent, like I said, great things can happen.
Getting some runs early, too.
Yeah, the runs early, big home run by Cruzy. Aoki goes deep, and Smitty caps it off. But, again, it's about pitching. It's what's really helped us during this streak. Our offense has been really consistent, but our pitching and the starters have gotten deep, and it's what's going to take. Everybody's chipping in. Guys feel good about themselves. They're having a lot of fun, and that's the way it should be.
Try not to dwell on what could have been, but at the same time, when you see that error and you know what's sort of on the line at that point in the game.
Yeah, from where we were about 10 days ago to where we are tonight, I'm okay with it. But, anytime you get that close, you just kind of get the feeling this could be a really special night. He had no-hitter type stuff. There's no doubt about it. Nobody wants to mention that word in the dugout or anything else. But, you start to feel it, especially when he's so dominant against the middle of their lineup.
Did you start sitting in the same spots and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
The process with Mel and Taijuan, it seems like those two have been joined at the hip. Every day it's out there, they're playing catch and working on this. I mean, how would you describe what they've been doing about?
Well, it's really, as a coach, it's what you're looking for. You're looking for the special talent that you can kind of help get over the hump, so to speak, and somebody that'll totally buy into it. And that's kind of what's happened, with that outing he had, 10, 11 days ago against the Angels when he hit bottom, to kind of like realize that and then be open. And, it's one thing, coaches, you want to help kids out or help players out, but it's another thing when they have that kind of talent and they totally buy in and it comes together. So I hope it continues. We saw something special from Taijuan Walker tonight, and we really need it, the rest of the way.
There it is. A lot on Taijuan Walker for good reason. Just outstanding. So here's what we're looking at tonight. And again, we're at the stage of the game now where we're not just looking at the Mariners pitching matchups. Let's look at all the relevant pitching matchups. I think you're really going to enjoy some of them. And it starts in the morning. So this is going to be a full day of relevant baseball. 9:30. The Rays and Blue Jays get going this morning. So by the time some of you are listening to this, they may already be underway or they may already be done. Alex Cobb will get the ball for Tampa Bay. He faced the Blue Jays earlier this month and pitched well. Cobb this year, 0-0, 4.09 ERA, coming back from injury. So his year has really been cut short. But faced the Blue Jays the second of this month and went five innings, just gave up a couple runs, and fanned seven. So Mariner fans like that sort of start again. Meanwhile, for the Blue Jays, Marco Estrada will go a 3.68 ERA on the season, but he has really struggled his last couple of starts. Couldn't make it out of the third against Boston last time out. Only went five the start before that. So he has been scuffling lately, so we'll see what happens. Again, that's in Toronto, 9:30. That one gets underway. And then when that one's just finishing up, you can start paying attention to the Dodgers and the Yankees. You're going to like this matchup. Mariner fans cheering for the Dodgers here. Clayton Kershaw will get the ball. 11-3, a 1.89 ERA. Michael Pineda for the Yankees, 6-11, 5.07 ERA. So a chance to cheer for Kershaw. And then after that one, get ready to pay attention to Baltimore and Boston. Gausman will go for Baltimore. He's been really, really good. He's helped really keep that rotation afloat for Baltimore. 7-10 on the year, a 3.61 ERA. Rick Porcello, the 20-game winner, will take the ball for the Red Sox at Fenway. 20-3, a 3.21 ERA. He's been the good luck charm. He seems to win just about every time he takes the mound, and the Mariners would certainly like that to happen again. Tigers and Twins first pitch around the same time, 4:10. Duffy against Sanchez, and that one, well, that is a tough game to handicap in terms of pitching matchup. Duffy this year, 8-11, a 6.13 ERA. Sanchez, 7-13, a 5.69 ERA. Feels like anything could happen in that one. A's and Royals, 4:15, about the same start. Ventura will go for KC, so advantage Kansas City in that one. Rangers and Astros at 5 o'clock. Holland will gets pushed into the start. The Rangers are pushing Darvish back, so Holland will get the start. Musgrove will go for the Astros, and that's pretty important game for Houston as they try and solve Texas, which they just have not been able to do this year. And, of course, at 7 o'clock, the last ball game of the day, Hisashi Iwakuma will go. Shashin is going to go for the Angels. It was originally going to be Skaggs, but the Angels have changed it. So Mariners will face another righty, and that has been good. Good, good for the Mariners offense. Iwakuma will try and keep the streak going for the rotation. The rotation has been excellent. And the M's will try and break out the brooms again against the Angels. Man, where will they be tomorrow when we talk? We'll find out. So that's the look at your scoreboard. A full day. Lots of games to pay attention to. Going to be a lot of fun tomorrow as the Mariners try and sweep aside the Angels, just like they did to the A's. Now, one thing I didn't get to in terms of a highlight, I was waiting to write now, there was the first Major League base hit for Daniel Vogelbach yesterday.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball into right field down the line. That's going to drop in a base hit for Vogelbach. His first hit in the big leagues. Down to second goes Martin Daniel Vogelbach with his first base hit. Welcome to the big leagues, kid. He's got a big smile on his face on at first base.
Big smile, absolutely. Shannon Dreyer, a chance to catch up with the Mariners' first baseman.
Shannon Dreyer here in the dugout catching up with the newest Mariner, Daniel Vogelbach. And you want to go by Daniel, you said. We see Dan. In fact, it's on your locker and everything else. So we've got to get used to this. You've always been a Daniel.
I have. My family's all called me Daniel. And then, you know, some people just have developed the Dan, and I just kind of went with it.
What have the last 24 hours been like for you?
It's been awesome, you know. I don't think it really hit me that I was in the big leagues until last night, and I came out and the lights were on and the game started, but I'm happy to be here for sure. And now that I'm all settled in, I'm happy to get going and just get back to playing the game that I've played my whole life.
Your approach at the plate, I mean, we know there have been power numbers there, but this organization values the on-base percentage quite a bit as well. Where did your approach come from?
I think it came from me not liking to strike out. I want to put the ball in play. If you don't put the ball in play, you don't have a chance. And so I try to pick my spots, but I just try to take what the pitcher gives me. And, you know, when there's opportunities for RBIs, you know, take your RBIs. And when you just need a single, take singles. But just continuing to try to better with that and not go away from my approach when the situation gets bigger or smaller. Just try to stay with my approach no matter what the situation is.
It's interesting. When you were talking yesterday, you were talking about doing whatever it's necessary for your team to win a ball game. And that's something that they're really trying to preach right now in the minor leagues here. It's about team wins. It's about team plate appearances. It's about that. Is that something you've always had, or is that something that was coached in before?
I've always been a guy that doesn't like to lose, and I think that that's what that comes with, you know. Obviously, you want to get your hits and you want to perform, but at the end of the day, there's only one thing that matters, and that's a W. And however I may have to do what I have to do that night, I think it always calls on, you get called on differently every night. And be willing to do whatever I need to do. And I mean, these guys have been winning all year, and for me to be able to get put on the team with now only 2.5 games out of the playoff push, that's special, and I'm honored to be on this team.
I think I saw you in the batting cages earlier with in a group that included Nelson Cruz. What was that like, being in a cage with Nelson Cruz, Edgar Martinez, these guys? What were you watching?
I mean, he's been doing it for a long time. He's been doing it really well for a long time. I always like to watch guys. I'm not a big question asker. I just like to watch and pick up on things that I can maybe, you know, transition to my swing or something that can help me. And it's awesome to watch these guys go about their business. And, you know, when it's time to go, how serious they are. And that's stuff that, you know, I can always take in, and stuff that's going to help me, you know, be as successful as they were.
So you walk up to the plate last night. I was all ready for a 3-2 count or working a walk, and you swung at the first pitch.
Yeah, it was. I told myself if I got a fastball over the plate, I was going to, you know, I was going to let it go. And my adrenaline was going, and I was anxious. And let's just say I'm glad that one got out of the way, and now I can just relax and, you know, go back to playing baseball.
Okay, you're round second, and I think I saw on film you were shaking your head when you went round. You knew?
Yeah, it was one of those where I turned to look to see if I was going to go first or third, and by the time I looked up, it was too late to reach for the bag. And at first, I was not, you know, a fan of it. I was not. It was one of those things where, wow, that just happened. And then Seager tells me that, you know, I took a hit away from him. So then I was really like, oh man, this is great. I'm never gonna play again. And he gave me a hard time about it, and he gave me a hug, and everything was good. He's from what I've been. I mean, I've only been here for a day, but he seems like a pretty good teammate that is an even better guy, and that's good to see when you got a guy that's as good a baseball player he is, but a better guy.
Yeah, it might almost be worth it for that moment. That's pretty memorable.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have a pretty good MLB debut story for people when they ask me how it went. I don't think many people can top that one.
Good God. Hey, tonight you're in the starting lineup. How do you prepare for that?
I'm just gonna prepare as I have the past however many years I played this game. I'm going to try to not take it any differently and just try to slow the game down and play the game that I always have and do whatever I can to help the team win and try to get out of here with a win tonight.
I'll enjoy it. It's going to be fun to watch. Thank you.
The clincher of the 2000 American League Division Series late in the season, early October. And Carlos Guillen was at the plate.
Lou Piniella had talked about Carlos Guillen bunting the ball against the Chicago White Sox. And he said, if you can, bunt it to Big Frank at first base. The Big Hurt, Big Frank Thomas.
That's exactly what Carlos did. A bunt along the first baseline. It got on by Frank Thomas. Ricky Henderson scored. The Mariners were on their way to the American League Championship Series.
Pitch on the way to Carlos. There's a bunt up the first baseline. The Mariners are on!